Seamus O'Regan from Olympic Morning joining us on the line. Now, we're talking about the newsworthy events of the Olympics. So in-house, it was quite a party. Now, outside, though, there was a bit of other stuff going on. Security is a major issue at the Olympics, more so at these games, I think. Definitely a stepped-up police presence. We've seen that. Is it too much, or better safe than sorry?
Well, I don't think it's a matter of too much or not. I think it's simply a matter of tactics. I mean, the tactics that are used. When you look at what happened with I'm trying to think, there was a G7 or G8 meeting that took place in just outside of Calgary, and when protesters were there, they were confronted by policemen who were armed with shorts and bikes, and that was it. And the Calgary police and the RCMP who were there assisting them had learned an awful lot watching other events, more apoplectic events such as Seattle back in the 90s. That being too aggressive sometimes can just ratchet the ante, and I think it's not so much how large the presence is, it's just the tactics that they use. I mean, certainly they've got to be prepared for anything, and we're not talking just protest here, we're talking about possible terrorist attack, although we understand that the threat is minimal. You do have to be prepared, and I think that's normal.
Yeah. Now, one thing to point out, as you mentioned, Canada AM, Olympic Morning, I'm a little bit disappointed there's not much coverage of the games on CTV this year. What is it? It's like 28, 29 hours a day on CTV. CTV has actually extended the day so that it's not even 24 hours anymore. I think it's like 30 or 35, right?
You'd Pulse think. Lloyd. Well, we've got, as they say, a lot of real estate. We've got a lot of properties. We have a lot of channels, as they used to be called. Mm-hmm. I learned this when we were, when I was helping out with our live Earth coverage, is that we could access those so that Canadians could basically get whatever coverage they wanted. If for instance, in the case of live Earth, if you wanted to stick with the Johannesburg concert or stick with the Berlin concert or stick with the Philadelphia concert, then we had a channel that could do that for you, as well as a superb online presence. And we use that as a springboard for this coverage, so that all our networks, whether it be TSN or RDS, then within the consortium, Sportsnet and all their affiliates, we had so much that we could offer people and basically say, look, if you want to watch the loose training, if you want to watch, women's, bobsleigh, then boom, here is where you can go and it won't be interrupted. But at the same time, if you want to watch the highlights of the day, what we believe to be, the most poignant moments and the best chances for Canada to win, then you can go to CTV and we've got that covered for you too. I mean, we have that ability to do it, and so I think what we've learned to do is really to maximize the resources that we have and to the benefit of Canadians who want to watch.
And it's all at ctvolympics.ca, of course.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, that's the site I go to. We've got tremendous resources, but, basically people out there can avail of much of the same resources that the people that they see on air also make use of. I mean, our research is there, and, people can get it firsthand. So it's a tremendous tool.
And, the top video right now I'm seeing is Lloyd Robertson doing body shots in Whistler. So, I mean, you can't go wrong.
Well, let's just say that we've got something for every demographic.
I'm totally going to get a call about that. So now you, I understand, you're not sleeping until March. Is that right?
Well, it's so daunting that I've been a lot more disciplined in my habits and in my sleeping habits, And so, I just kept myself, I did Canada AM and then flew right here. So I just kept myself on Eastern time. So although it sounds, awful to wake up at 1 or 1:30 in the morning, in fact, for me, it's 4:30 in the morning, because I just kept myself on Eastern. And frankly, 5 days a week, that's the time that I'm used to. So, and then you just, barrel on through a 6-hour show. But, I've got a terrific new co-host with Melissa Grillo, and of course, my co-host, Bev Thompson, standing by in Vancouver with Jay Onright, who's just terrific. And, we're having fun. And, it feels special. And it's because it is special, it's the Olympics in Canada. We want to do them proud.
Yeah, and I mean, our fingers are crossed for all the athletes, and hopefully we'll, we'll have lots of things to celebrate over the course of the Games. So we'll definitely be watching, of course, CTV and Olympic Morning, right? Not Canada AM. Don't watch Canada AM.
You got six to choose from, so pick an hour and watch.
Well, hopefully we'll check in with you again, and we'll find out how things are going. Seamus O'Regan from Olympic Morning, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.